You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We are wanting to know what gifts teachers have received, especially the unusual, strange gifts.
Because kids will wander in and they give you the kind of the weirdest things. And, you know, this is a sound off to all teachers to call in. And it doesn't have to be this school year, you know, what you got this year. But anytime, any of the goofy gifts that the kids gave
you. Yeah, something that stood out that you still remember. Oh, that time that I got blank.
One of my favorites, I posted this on Facebook a little bit ago, and somebody private messaged me. Gina says, I teach fourth grade. A kid gave me a fabric rose. Sounds nice,
fabric,
right? Beautiful.
Rose.
She says, I ended up opening it up. It turned out to be a folded up red thong in the shape of a rose. And I've seen those before.
Oh.
Where you open up the rose and it's a thong. So that's what one kid, maybe they snagged it from mom's bedroom or something, thinking it was pretty, and she opened it up and it was a thong.
Or maybe it was a kid.
There was another one I saw. Renee says, at one time I got a card. The caption on the card read, I'll always be a piece of your heart. Signed with the student's name, but a photo was in it. It wasn't the student. It was a photo of the dad. And the student's name was actually in the dad's writing. So there you go. Creepy dad. Sending gifts in.
I can see parents wanting to express appreciation, but at the same time, creepy dads
creepy
sometimes.
Dads. So there you go. There's two to kick it off for you guys.
We want your stories. We want to know what you as a teacher have received over the years as your like parting gift at the end of a school year. Or if you are, you know, just somebody who brought a gift to school. One of them that I want to share right now is from Kim. She says, when I was a kid, I was always embarrassed because my mom would make me take her homemade jam to my teachers. The other kids gave them gift cards and nice clothes and movie tickets. I brought a lame mason jar of jam. One year, I didn't give it to my teacher, and my mom found out and was furious. Did you not give that jam to Mrs.
Tekela? I'm tired of giving jam, Mama. No more jam.
We gave the kids, my kids' teachers this year, 80-inch flat screens. They were on sale at Costco, really good, so we decided to just hand out flat screens this year.
Yeah.
I joke. So I did text Knick Knack, because that's not my department. And I said, what did we get the kids' teachers this year? And for my daughter, she said, we got the teacher this nice stationery set and a bag of M&Ms. And then Reed Areno... Okay. Well, so he's in middle school, so he's got multiple teachers. She said that he could pick something for his favorite teacher, but he didn't want to because he didn't want to hurt the other teacher's feelings. So it sounds like he didn't do anything, but my daughter's teacher got a stationery set. Lame. Maybe I need to be in charge of this.
Isn't there going to be a lot of Bath and Body Works stuff and everything?
Stationery set and M&Ms. Come on, Nick Mac, we can do better than that.
Another Nikki wrote into us and said, a mini bar full of shooters. I had to walk it out to my car because I felt weird having it on school grounds. Now, there's a gift.
That's a gift, and teachers love to drink.
They're giving booze to the teachers. Would it be wrong if you wanted, let's say, to give the teacher a bottle of wine? Would it be wrong to have the child deliver that, or is that one of those things where you need to take it and hand it to the teacher?
Oh, you put it in a gift bag with some tissue sticking out of it, and it's fine. Let the kid hand it off. As long as the teacher's not cracking it open in the middle of social studies, I think it's going to be fine.
Sean's a teacher, and she says, I would even just take a thank you.
Janine says, I received a rosary necklace. I'm not Catholic. And then Amy said, I got a stuffed dinosaur one year with a wobbly neck that smelled of cigarette smoke.
Yeah, okay.
Fair
enough. By the way, we probably are not going to respond to all the DPS texts. We've got 2,450 of them. Thank you for writing in.
And there's still no consistent answer on any of those.
They're all different. So we love you. We've gotten to the point now where Jeremy and I, neither one of us care which day is DPS's last day. You figure it out. Dawn wrote in and she goes, at the beginning of my teaching career many years ago, when I taught fourth graders, I got a 2-foot plastic knife and fork that were surrounded by big plastic fruit.
What is that all about? What clearance rack did that parent find those on?
It's your turn now. 303-691-1MIX. Either as a teacher, the goofiest gift you ever received at the end of a school year, or as a parent or student, the goofiest gift, like the mason jar of homemade jam, which actually doesn't sound that bad.
Was it raspberry?
Hopefully raspberry. We're going to jump on the phones and see what Sarah has to say. Sarah, how long have you been teaching?
I have not been teaching, but I made things for my kids' teachers.
Oh, okay. What'd you make? What?
So I crochet what are called amigurumis. They are stuffed animals, basically. So each primary teacher got a crocheted apple with little cheeks and a face and a smile. And then my youngest daughter has a helper teacher, so she asked for a pig for her teacher lady. And so I crocheted her a pig, and then my son asked if he could make gifts for his bus driver, and they he has two on the bus, and they each got a crocheted cup of coffee and a cupcake.
That's really gutsy, giving the teacher the pig one.
She loved it. We
Did
gave
she?
It to her, and she, yeah, she almost
like that'd
cried.
Be offensive
she was like,
at some point.
This is my favorite
point,
animal.
All right, well, that's
No, it's
good.
Her favorite animal. So.
Okay, that's good. I thought maybe you were saying, you know,
so,
it was representing her or something.
What is the teacher who got the crocheted apple, what are they going to do with that?
I mean, because I thought back to like the 50s or whatever when kids would bring apples for their teacher, and my son is an affective needs child, special needs.
Right.
And his actual special needs teacher said, well, this isn't going to rot. It's not something that's going to disappear.
Okay.
He's like, and
I
it
like
makes
that.
Me smile. And so it's going to sit on his desk. He even told my son that he can come in any year and he'll just see it sitting on his desk because it'll remind him
apple.
Of him.
I like that. That's definitely something you just keep in the classroom and just keep it up on a shelf. Or
okay.
I'm looking at this. What do you call it? Amigurumi?
Yeah, amigurumi, yeah.
Amigurumi. I'm looking at a bunch of pictures online. This is some intense crocheting that you're doing.
Yes, it
These
is.
These are really impressive.
I did all six in less than 2 days. Like, it took me probably a total of it. It takes about, for the apple itself, it takes about 3 minutes a round, and they were 60 rounds.
Do you
so
sell these things? What do
short.
You do with all these little animals and creations that you're making?
I just give them to my kids, whatever they ask for. I have grandkids that ask for, you know, stuffed animals and stuff like that.
Right.
And
Well, it's impressive, and you probably have very strong hands because these look very intricate. So,
Sarah.
Yes, they can
you.
Be.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you very much for your call.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Brian.
You listening.
Bye.
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 Look this up later. These are impressive.
Right.
Or don't.
Here's Trisha. Trisha, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, girl. Hey.
What do you got for us?
So I was working in a kindergarten room, and I actually had the parent ask me what I wanted, which was kind of unique. And I don't really care for coffee, so I didn't want to suggest a coffee drink. And so instead, I mouthed the word vino, which means wine in Spanish.
Sure it does.
Thinking that he spoke Spanish, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
But he misinterpreted and thought I said Tito's, which is a type of vodka.
There it is.
So when he showed up on the last day, and he's like, I had to bring this in a bag because I didn't want the kids to see it. I was like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? And I opened the bottle and – or no, I did not open the bottle. I opened the bag.
Sure.
I saw that it was
– And then you had shots. And you met in the teacher's lounge, and you all had shots.
That's right.
And I was so mortified when I saw that it was vodka, because I don't know vodka. I had no idea if this was an expensive brand or anything. And I was like, thanks. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. What if this was, like, I don't know, a $30 bottle or something? I was so mortified. And I was like, why did he get me Tito's? And then I had to think back, like, oh, yeah, I mouthed the word vino, and
vino.
He thought
That's
I said Tito.
Fantastic.
That's really
good. How many
good.
Teachers wish they got vodka at the end of the year?
Yeah. That's
I
a
mean,
good
really,
gift.
Really, Trisha, you scored.
I know. I did it right.
You go have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you. That's fantastic.
A couple more. Emily says, a kid gave me a Ziploc baggie full of beads and rubber bands. I think I was supposed to make my own bracelet or something.
Hey, nice.
And I love Marla's. One year, as a year of end-of-year gift, I received 2 cheese boards. I'm not mad at that. I love a good cheese board.
Okay,
sure. That's a good gift.
Like Todd says, my wife taught middle school for 30 years. The best gift was a quart of local honey from a family who kept bees.
Oh, I like that.
Says we still buy honey from that family. Yeah, heck yeah. Are you talking about local honey?
That's
a
good
great gift, actually.
Love honey. Oh, no. Sarah's others? Sending in pictures now of her crochet work.
Yeah.
Sarah, don't.
Sweet.
Sarah, don't do. I'm already judging your hobby. I don't need to see pictures now.
Yeah, oh, okay, God. So I'm looking at the crocheted apple.
Oh, God.
And, okay.
Doesn't even, it looks like a cherry.
I don't want to upset Sarah because I love her. Thank you for listening. And your work is exquisite. I mean, that is a beautiful crocheted apple.
But
I'm just saying, crocheted apple, bottle of vodka.
I'd slide that apple right over on the table, right into the trash.
No.
Thanks for the thoughtful gift.
No, I mean, it's sweet. It really is.
That's wonderful work.
It's a bottle of vodka or wine.
Oh, there's the stuffed pig, too. Oh, boy.
She's sending us a bunch of photos. That actually is really cool.
I mean, it's a really nice thing that you can do in your free time.
It's a very nice thought, yes.
I hope she's not giving those out as gifts at Christmas and stuff to other people, to coworkers.
$100 says she is.
Sarah, stop it immediately.
All right. Oh, she's a good sport, I hope. Thank you for being a good sport. My kids' teachers got a loaf of homemade sourdough bread.
Oh, and more honey, a jar of our backyard.
And more backyard honey. But the sourdough bread, you know, if you make a gift to someone of sourdough starter, that's a pretty cool little gift, actually, if they want to do the work themselves and make the bread, but they should.
Still better than the apple.
I'm trying to stay
out of this. A blob of starter is better than a crocheted apple.
I felt like I didn't express, when Sarah was on the phone with us, I did not express enough delight with the gift.
There was zero delight, actually.
I was taken aback, so that's all. I was taken aback. You did what?
You didn't even want to look at the website. I mean,
no, but I looked at her pictures. Oh, all right. Come on. Don't be mad.
Love you, Sarah.
Some fun. So much.